This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Z doing it real big. And joining me inside the DJ booth is a Houston singer who has come a long way since her humble beginning as an original member of Destiny's Child, preparing for the summer release of her sophomore solo album, Lady Love. Please welcome LaToya. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, DJ Z?
Not much. You're just giving me a call. We're spending our afternoon together. That's what I like. I like that.
Yes.
Your self-titled solo debut, LaToya, was released, as everyone knows, in July of 06, which will roughly be 3 years before this new album hit store shelves and digital retailers this summer. Now, some artists, they try to bang out an album every year. Others are far more patient. Did you plan to wait this long in between projects, or was it circumstantial?
It was circumstantial. It was some politics. There was actually a merge between Capitol Records and Virgin Records, and I kind of got caught in the midst of that. And so, you know, things happen with that. You can't control them. You can't do anything. But, you know, try and move forward, and that's exactly what I did. I went on a stage play, I also, which was called Rumors, and then soon after that I continued to work on my project, because we had already started recording some of the records for the album, so I didn't stop that. I stayed in the studio, grinded it out.
Was that difficult to start and stop the process of recording a new album?
Absolutely.
I can imagine.
In all honesty, yes, it was so, because you get into that, like, that groove, that vibe. And it gets frustrating, but hey, you know what? You gotta roll with the punches. You gotta roll with the punches, and that's what I did.
The climate of the music industry, LaToya, was far different in 06 than it is today, as we both know. For example, your debut certified platinum within 6 months of its release, and just last year, there was only a handful of albums that accomplished that tremendous feat. How difficult is it for you to adjust expectations based on what is really out of your control, and that is the climate of this industry?
It is what it is. You can just pray for the best. And like the key word that you said is control. Once it's out there, it's out of your control. You know what I mean? Once it's out there, it's just up to the fans and the ones that, you know, support you to go out and have as much passion for your material as you do. I think I have some of the greatest fans, really seriously, and the most patient fans. Because even through, you know, the merge and everything, even after the Destiny Child, they've always rolled with me. They've always, like, been by my side.
Yep.
And I love that. So hopefully I'll get some new fans with this brand new album. And, you know, hopefully people will go out and support it.
I have a feeling they will. You have nothing to worry about.
Good.
In a previous interview that you did, in regard to the new album you were speaking of, Lady Love, you recorded as saying, "I'm talking about some things on this new album, which I didn't have the guts to say the first time around." So, two-part question. One, what specifically did you hold back from talking about? And two, what changed this time around?
A lot changed. You know what? I think with the first album, I was just putting my foot in the water and discovering myself as a brand new solo artist, because I was so used to being in a group situation. To be a little scary, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Going in the studio by yourself, I was used to having that. I was so comfortable in that group situation. I think that I was kind of like keeping myself in the box with the first album, even though I love my first album. I love Tour. Like, I was surprising myself with every record that I did on the last album. And with this album, it's just a whole new swagger. I'm definitely, like, stepping outside of that box and trying different things. I'm a lot more gutsy on this album than I was before. And talk about saying things I wouldn't have the guts to say before. I think I'm a shy person. If you get to know me, I'm very, very shy. And until, like, I know you, like, I'm really kind of to myself.
I have a hard time believing that you are at all shy. And if you are,
I'm shy. I promise you.
I don't know. You're doing a great job at pretending not to be shy on this interview, so thank you for that.
Oh, no problem.
One of the biggest differences between the two albums is the amount of writing that you did this time around. So for you, what is the key distinction between singing a record that's provided to you by another songwriter and then singing a record that you know that you had your hands in, literally?
Well, first and foremost, when it comes to a record that somebody else writes for me, one of the things, like, even when a producer first plays me the record, if I can't relate to it, if I'm not passionate about it, if it has a great beat but has like crazy corny lyrics, I'm not singing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be able to make music that people can relate to, that people can go to, that it can be their soundtrack for their, you know, their situation, or, you know, something that they're going through in a relationship at that time.
Sure.
I just don't make music to just make music. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Have you been delivered a record, thought that it was something that you were passionate about, got into the studio, sang it, and then realized, you know what, this just isn't me, I was wrong?
Yes, yes.
How often would you say that something like that happens?
Not too often. You know, there's been songs that are in the wrong key.
Sure.
It'll be probably like for a guy. I walked into the studio and picked a song that was for a guy, written for a guy, but I was like, you know what? As a matter of fact, it's a song on my album called Drain. And it was written for a guy. And I was like, you know what? Rarely do girls ever say they're sorry. Rarely do girls say, you know what? This is my fault. You know, it might have been my fault that we broke up.
Can you say that one more time? Tell that to everybody one more time, what you just said.
You know, sometimes we don't say we're sorry.
Yes.
You know?
You're right. Thank you for saying that.
We don't say we're sorry, and because I know I'm not a perfect person, and I've definitely messed up in a relationship before. I haven't cheated, but, you know, not made the right decision.
We all make mistakes.
No, I make mistakes. Oh, and no way am I a perfect person. But, you know, so, I mean, this song was like, you know what? I want to sing this because I know I can relate to this, and I know a lot of other women can, and I know guys will appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad that you could pull that type of song off, and I will say that I know without a shadow of a doubt there are going to be thousands of men who, after they hear this song, are going to get the MP3, go straight to their female, say, sit down, I have something I'd like you to listen to. And I think it might make a difference in quite a few relationships, as a matter of fact.
I think it's touching you in a soft spot right now, because you were like, repeat that.
I wanted to make clear what you said, because I find it hard to believe that many females would admit that, and here you're doing it in the interview. So a rumor has it you don't want it anymore. Is that correct?
I don't want it anymore. No more drama. We're on to the next. Not anymore. My first thing written by Neo.
Let's talk about it. It's making its ascent up the urban charts. Obviously, the first single for any artist for an album is so key. What led you and your team to choose Not Anymore as the lead single?
I think for me, it was the message behind it. A lot of times in relationships, and this is not just for women, this is for men and women, we get comfortable. We're like, you know what? I don't feel like going through getting to know somebody else and whatever. And we end up settling. And even though that person might not be right for us, they might be putting us down, they might be disrespectful, not appreciating us, you got to move on from that. You got to move on. There could be better. Now, I know with some people in the relationship that could probably have a wonderful person in front of them, but they're never satisfied,
mm-hmm.
and they move all over the place. That's not what this song is about. This song is about being in a relationship where you're just, you know, getting put down every day and saying, you know what, I don't want it anymore. No more drama. I'm sick of being put down. I'm sick of being in this bad situation. I'm out of here.
It's interesting that you say that. There's a common expression that's some things are easier said than done. Lots of women, I'm sure, tell themselves and the people around them that they're not going to put themselves through these types of relationships again, but yet it happens. So for all the young women who are listening to our interview, let's play Dr. Luckett for a second. What are some of your words of wisdom beyond this song that could convince a young lady that she does not need to put herself through something like this again?
I think that, especially as a young woman, I think that because women are so emotional, we tend to sacrifice ourselves in relationship. We're so busy trying to please that other person, make sure they're happy, that we make ourselves unhappy. We forget who we are as individuals, and we lose our independence. And that's something that's key. You know what I mean? Like, when a person meets you, they normally meet you as an independent individual. And you can't lose that. You have to be the person that they fell in love with. And you have to love yourself first. If you're not going to respect yourself, don't expect somebody else to respect you. And a guy is only going to do what you allow him to do. So if you stay there and put up with it, you can't be mad at yourself.
I think we need to get you a publishing deal. I know you're already doing music and film, but I smell a book deal in the air. Do you smell that?
Oh, we love that. Oh, last nothing. Do not try and change a man. It's not going to happen.
I'm absolutely amazed. I mean, here you're talking to a guy and you just said that women need to tell everybody that they're sorry more often and that they know right off the bat that men won't change. I heard you're single. I mean, do you want to get together for dinner or something sometime?
You want to have like a dinner date? You want to go on our first date?
We might need to talk a few more times, like maybe some tweets back and forth, but we'll have to make something happen. Let's talk about the video for Not Anymore. You said it back in the year 1961, and as we both know, technology was quite different 48 years ago.
Yes.
What I'm not sure is I could live without the modern conveniences of cell phones, email, or DVR. What do you think you couldn't live without right now if you had to go back 48 years from now?
Oh my God. You said it all. I couldn't live without a flat iron. I can't live without flat irons, BlackBerry, cell phones, a laptop, yeah.
It's amazing. We never had any of these things in the past, and now that we have them, it's impossible to think of a life without them.
Do you freak out when you lose your cell phone? Because I do.
If I leave the house and I don't have my cell phone with me, it's like I got to go back. I got to get it.
Yeah, it's like you're disconnected.
Frankly, if you were out and you didn't have your cell phone, I don't know of anywhere that even has payphones anymore, so you would be just shit out of luck. If someone has not heard from you or of your new stuff since last time you were out as a solo artist, give them a reason come this June why they need to reinvest their time and their hard-earned money in all that you have to offer.
Ooh, that's like a 30-minute conversation there. We'll try and narrow it down.
Yeah, give me the abridged version.
I'll give you the quick version. It has a lot of great music. It's a lot of songs that you can relate to. And I'm one of those people that if I'm going through a situation in a relationship, it's a song that can get me through that. It's a song that I go back to. And this album holds a lot of those records.
Well, let me tell you, Torn No More, you are certainly headed in the right direction, and I'm excited for you. Give everybody a website or a MySpace page. They can find out more about you.
Okay, you can check out LaToya Online for all of your updates, anything you want to know, LaToyaOnline.com. You can also Twitter me. It's at LaToya/LadyLove. Twitter me all day. You can get updates from me. I update like every 5-10 minutes.
Yes, you do.
So many things. But check out LaToyaOnline.com.
Great. Well, if they don't get their fill at all of your sites, they can certainly find out more about you at DJBooth.net. LaToya, thank you so much for taking the time to join me inside the DJ Booth. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.